I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. Oh Lord, we exalt thee. We exalt thee. We exalt thee, O Lord. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. Oh Lord, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh Lord.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see another day that you have made and that you have blessed us to be able to see. And we give you thanks and we give you glory and we give you honor. Thank you for another day that you have made so that we can rejoice and be glad in it. And we are making you our priority as we are seeking you early while you may yet be found. God, we pray that you would give us the strength, the endurance, the fight, the will, oh God, the victory over everything that comes our way this day. We cast all of our cares upon you, oh God, because you care for us. And there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing too big for you. There's nothing too strong for you. So we give all of our cares. We lay aside those sins and we lay aside those weights, God, those things that may easily beset us, God. And we give all of our concerns. We give all of our fears. We give all of our hopes, God. We give all of our needs, God. We cast them over to you, oh God, because you care for us. And as you free us, oh God, as you deliver us, as you heal us, as you open up doors, as you make ways out of no way, God, give us, oh God, the vigor and give us the fire, oh God, to worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth, and to serve you, God, like the God of our salvation is deserving of service, oh God. Help us, oh God, to give, oh God, as you give back unto us. Help us, oh God, to surrender ourselves to you, oh God, and lay aside, oh God, all those things, oh God, that causes us not to surrender all to you. We give ourselves away to you right now, God, so that you can use us for your glory. We give ourselves away, God, so that you'll be pleased with us, oh God, and that someone might be saved today by us being a vessel, oh God, called by you. God, we give all of our thoughts, and we give all of our minds, and we give all of our heart, oh God, away to you, because you care for us, and you're deserving of our worship, and you're deserving of our service. Paul, he beckoned unto the church at Rome, and it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. He let us know that you are looking for us to give you our best while we are yet alive. You can't do anything for us. We can't do anything for you in this world, God, if we are decrepit and we're broke down and we can't even do anything, God. Oh, God, we don't have a mind to serve you, oh, God, to give you a living sacrifice, meaning we must lay aside those things that are maybe desirable for our flesh, those things that we may have desiring of our own things. But if we seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, Lord, then you would add everything unto us. So, God, if we make you our priority, if we seek you first, Lord, you'll add all these things unto us. There's no good thing that you would withhold from your people. You give unto them freely. You said in your word, God, what is there anything that you would not give unto your people? You said you gave us your very best when you gave us your son. You will withhold no good thing from us because you've already, God, given us your best. So if we seek you, God, we have nothing but more than just, just some of the best things, God, that you're willing to give unto us. So we come before your presence this morning to seek your face. We come before your presence yielding to your will, asking that you would come the more and have your way. Make us strong even now, Lord. Touch us from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, that we may be anchored, O God, by our unchanging faith. O God, Supervisor Lewis last night encouraged our hearts, Lord, to be anchored in you, to lay hold to the old landmarks. Don't give up, O God. Don't give up our respect. Don't give up, God, our integrity. Don't give up the favor that you've given us, God. Don't give up the promises, O God, that you have spoken into our lives and for us to hold on to you in the mighty name of Jesus, in spite of our changing, constantly changing world, in spite of sin growing more and more rampant and more boastful and more out, God, we as a people of God must let our light so shine so that men might see our good works, oh God, and give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Oh God, help us, Lord, today. Oh God, because if our souls are not anchored in Jesus, we'll drift away. And as much as sin is running rampant, oh God, on every single level, even in the midst of the church, oh God, sin is running rampant, Lord, and you're calling for a people, oh God, without your calling for a church without spot and without blemish. When you return, you're not looking for a church that is gray. You're not looking for a church that is carnal, but you're looking for a church without spot or blemish, oh God. Help us to stand for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus without wavering. Oh God, help us to stand, oh God. Oh God, knowing that, God, our labor is not in vain, God. God, help us, oh God, to stand, God. Oh God, without wavering and without giving up the fight, oh God. Help us to stand, oh God, and remain anchored in you in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We don't want to drift away, oh God, by frustration. We don't want to drift away, oh God, in carnality. We don't want to drift away, oh God, by the cares of this world, oh God, but we want to remain steadfast. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Unmovable, God, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Help us to stay anchored and stand in you, God, today in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, we need you to show us up, oh God. Oh God, to be that weight, to be that strong tower. Oh God, to be that source of strength, oh God, in the strength of our lives. We need you to be the rock of our salvation, God, because we cannot do it on our own. We cannot do it in our own power. We can't do it in our own might, but we need you today. Holy Ghost, come to more and have your way. We need you to fall afresh in us, oh God, and fall afresh on us even right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for we are hungry, oh God. That's why we rise up early in the morning, God, to seek your face, God. That's why, oh God, that the alarm went off at 5:15, and then you woke me back up again at 5:25, Lord, because I'm hungry for you, God. I'm willing to sacrifice, oh God, the things of this world, God,
God, so that I can get more of you, God. Give me you, God. Everything else can wait, Jesus. Give me you, God, because I need you the more. I can't make it without you. Holy Ghost, come the more and have your way, God. Water our souls, Lord. Clean us up, oh God, where we're unclean, God. Build us up where we are torn down, God. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, God, we plead the blood, oh God. The blood still works, oh God. The blood still delivers, and the blood still sets free. We need your blood, oh God, today to wash us from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. Oh, God, we don't want to be unclean before you. Oh, God, there's a difference between holy and unholy. Hallelujah. Oh, God, there's a difference between right and wrong, oh, God. And so we need you, oh, God, today. We can't make it without you, Lord. We'll perish, oh, God, if we try to go along this journey on our own. But we will not lean unto our own understanding. We're going to stand upon the promises and the word of God. So we won't lean unto our own understanding or go that way that seemeth right, Lord, but in all of our ways we will acknowledge you. You alone are God. You alone are King. You alone are mighty. You alone are ruler. You alone are Lord. You alone are Savior. You alone are healer. You alone are our Redeemer. You alone, God, are worthy of praise. You alone are worthy of honor. You alone are worthy to be glorified, and we give it all over to you, oh God, this morning as we seek your face, while you may yet be found, before we get ourselves caught up in the day of the hustle and the bustles of the day. Lord, we've been in Orlando for several days now, God, and the days have been quite busy, Lord. We've been able to get just a little bit of rest, Lord, but we thank you even for the atmosphere of busyness, God, because we're doing a work for you, God, that you might get the glory, God, doing a work, oh, God, sowing seeds, oh, God, in areas, oh, God, that we're looking for a harvest, Lord, even when we return back unto our homes, Lord. Mother Lewis gave us a charge, oh, God, oh God, to get ourselves right, Lord, and to begin to do the work that you called for us to do. Yes, she was addressing the women, Lord, but the call, the clarion call, was for the men of the church as well, that we may be holy men, God, that we may be acceptable unto you, God. That's the least that we can give unto you, and then allow you to transform and to renew our minds, God, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. We want your perfect will of God to be done in our lives every single day, not just today, not just yesterday, but even, oh God, as you bless us to see brand new days after days, Lord, we want your perfect will to be done in every single day of our lives so that you might get the glory. Help us, oh God, today. Oh, God, to not waver. Help us, oh, God, today to not compromise. But God, to give you all of us, all of me, oh, God, nothing less will do. To give you my heart and give you my mind and give you my soul, God, so that you may use me for your glory and for your honor and for your praise. I thank you for the opportunity to pray. For you tell us that men ought to always pray, and this gives us an opportunity to commune with you as I'm walking out in this Orlando humidity this morning, Lord. Oh, God, I hear the crickets chirping, oh, God, and I hear, oh, God, the cars driving by, God, and I can hear, oh, God, I can't see much, oh, God, because there's clouds, oh, God, in the sky, but I feel your glory even now, God, as I walk, oh, God, along this life's perilous way. I feel your anointing even now, God, as I give you glory, God, and I give you a sacrifice of praise. I feel your presence, Lord, because where your presence is, there is liberty, and I feel free, oh God, to lift up holy hands. I feel free, God, to even wave and give you a wave offering, God. I feel free even right now, God, to dance before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because you bring about liberty, God. You bring about freedom, oh God, and you bring about life. Breathe into us even right now, God, the breath of life, oh God. Oh God, so that our souls may be right, God, and our souls may be whole. Help us, oh God, today. Hear our pleas and hear our cries as we come before your presence in prayer. Men ought to always pray. We can't give up and start fainting. We can't throw in the towel. We can't give up, but we must remain steadfast and consistent and fervent in our prayers, because the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Lord, we have things and petitions that we need you to do. doors that we need you to open, bodies that we need you to heal, souls that we need for you to save, God. And we are determined, God, not to let you go until you answer our prayers. We won't let you go. We'll continue to remain before you, God, fervent and consistent in prayer, God, knowing that it shall work out for our good and that you hear our prayers. We have this confidence, oh God, that you hear us, God. There's no doubt. There's no wavering. There's no concern, God. I know you hear my prayers, and I know you come to my rescue, oh God. And so, God, I cast them all over to you, God. I cast over all my concerns, oh God. I cast over all my worries. Oh God, I cast over everything, God. I cast it over to you. Be that breakthrough, oh God, that we need, oh God, today. Some of us need a breakthrough in our finances, oh God. Breakthrough as we sow seeds, oh God, into the lives of others, oh God. Bless us, oh God, today in the mighty name of Jesus, and help us, oh God. Help us, oh God, today. Hear our pleas. Save our children, oh God. Save our loved ones in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for our spouses, oh God. Save today in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for our children, Lord. Save today in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for our family members, our brothers and our cousins and our sisters and our uncles and our aunts, oh God. We pray for our extended family, Lord, today. Save in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, God, oh God, for our church families, oh God. Save and deliver, oh God, even in the church, oh God. We don't want to be before you, oh God, and you say, servant, depart from me, or depart from me. I know you not, Lord, but we want you to be pleased with us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, so let us not be in the church and bust hell wide open. Save, oh God, even in the church, oh God, today. For the harvest is truly plenteous, God. Give us the boldness to go out and reap the harvest, Lord, that you have for each and every one of us, Lord. Give us the necessary tools and equip us with the necessary things, God, that we need to be successful, God, that we need to grow ministry, God, that we need, oh God, to be vessels to be used by you. Thank you, oh God. Oh God, that you give us an opportunity to pray, to talk to you, to commune with you, and to hear with you, oh God. And we don't want it to just be a one-way conversation, but help us to put our flesh under subjection, God, and take time to be willing to hear your still, small, quiet voice as we give you glory and as you pour back into us. We receive your words. We receive your promises, Lord. We receive, oh God, life right now in the mighty name of Jesus, because, God, we know you have everything that we need and more, God. I thank you for your protection. I thank you for being a keeper. Oh, God, and I want to say thank you for being everything that I need and more, God. I just saw a sign that told me beware of alligators and snakes, God. And as I've been walking around, God, I wasn't concerned about anything, God, but you do all things well. God, you never let us go into a place, oh, God, without giving us fair warning. You make it known unto us. And so when the enemy tries to come against us like a flood, God, you lift up a standard right before him, oh, God, so that he cannot defeat us and he cannot overwhelm us, God. I want to say thank you, God, because you always meet the needs, God, even when we don't know we're in danger, God, even when we don't know that there's harm coming our way. Lord, you let us know and you protect us, God. You can find safety in your name, oh God. And so we're just willing to call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Your name is a strong tower, Lord, and the righteous can run into your name and we can find safety, God. Thank you for being our place of safety, oh God. Thank you for being our place of strength, oh God. Thank you, oh God, today for being the joy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for being our hope, oh God. Thank you for being everything that we need and more. When our hearts are overwhelmed and we cannot even see anything, we always can look to you. We always can trust in you. We always can depend upon you. Oh God, so let us remain a hold of our unchanging faith. For we know what we believe. We believe you, God. We trust in you, God. We depend upon you, oh God. And you never fail. You remain the same, God, yesterday, today, and forevermore. You don't ever change, but you remain consistently faithful. And God, we bless your name, God, because our foundation is sure. We're walking on good ground. And God, we'll hold on to you. We'll remain steadfast and committed to our prayer. For the effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. God, you answer our pleas, Lord. We'll remain steadfast in our atmosphere. atmosphere of worship and praise. But when praises go up, blessings can't help but to come down, God. We remain steadfast in our fasting and prayer, because these kinds come out by fasting and praying alone, God. We won't let go of the old landmarks. We won't let go of the old ways. Oh, God, we are a holy church. We are a sanctified body, God. We've been called out of darkness into your marvelous light, God, and I want to say thank you, Lord, because you have done this, God, because if I look back over my life and I think things over, I understand, God, that where you brought me from a mighty long way. I could not have done this on my own, but today I stand before you in this time of prayer telling you thank you for bringing me from a mighty long way. You picked me up, God, and you turned me around, and you placed my feet on solid ground, God, and not only did you do that, God, but you cleaned me up, oh, God. You turned my scarlet sin, oh, God, into being white as snow, God. You washed me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, God, and now, God, I'm giving you glory and honor, God. You have brought me from sin and shame, God, and now I stand before you as a vessel to be used by you, God. I cannot take credit for that on my own, for it was no good thing in me, God, that did it, Lord, but it was only by the blood of Jesus that I stand before you saying this morning that I am saved, oh God, that I'm sanctified and I'm filled with your Holy Spirit, God. I only can say that, God, because you cleaned me up, God, and I want to say thank you. And each and every one of us that's on this phone call can has that same, oh God, testimony that it was nobody but you who did it. Nobody but you who washed us. Nobody but you who gave us a second and a third and a fourth and a fifth chance. Thank you, oh God, for being merciful. For your mercy endured through all generations. Your mercy endured forever. God, thank you, oh God. Lord, you are good. And your mercy endures forever. Thank you, God, for being an everlasting, awesome, and a great wonder in our souls. And so we plead your blood and we surrender to your will this morning. We exalt you because there is none like you. And so, God, we have laid ourselves before your throne. And now, oh God, we're sending up our petitions, oh God. We're praying for the continued success of our International Women's Convention, the 67th Annual International Women's Convention. Lord, move by your power, move by your might, God, and continue to take this convention higher and higher in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, there has been some minor issues and minor difficulties, Lord, but God, don't let them outweigh the good, God, that you have planned for us, Lord. Don't let the devil, oh God, steal the joy of the people and steal the hearts of the people over things, oh God, that have been outside of their control, but help them, oh God, today to cast all their cares upon you and reassure them, Lord, that those oh God, this suffering for this present time cannot be compared to the glory that you shall reveal into each and every one of our lives as we seek your face, Lord, as we turn from our wicked ways, as we refuse to allow the flesh to get your glory, God. Take us higher and higher in you, God, that you might get the glory out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us not return home exactly the same way we came, but Lord, help us to go back home empowered, encouraged, oh God, on fire for you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we don't want to burn out in the fire, Lord, but we want to remain steadfast and unmovable, God, to be about the work of the Lord so we can take the city when we return back home, God. I'm looking at the city of Dumfries, Lord, and the information that I've received already thus far, God. I'm ready for ministry, Lord. I'm ready for relationship, God. I'm encouraged, oh, God, to fight on. I'm encouraged to press on, God. I'm encouraged, oh God, to go build, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because what we have, God, is not adequate enough for, God, what you have prepared for us, Lord. So we're pressing towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Yes, oh God, I'm walking in my breakthrough, God. I'm continuing in my season of breakthrough when I return, God, because eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into my heart, God, what good things you have in store for your people. People, God. God. And so we give you glory and we give you honor and we give you praise, God, because you have so much in store for us. Oh, God, you have so much waiting for us, God. And so we wait in anticipation, God, to get back home, to begin to do the work, oh, God, that you call for us to do. We wait, oh, God, in anticipation for you to continue to fill us and equip us with all the tools that we need to be successful. God, we lean not into our own understanding, but, God, we acknowledge you, God, so direct our pathways in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to your wonderful name, Lord. And so, God, we bless you and we magnify you and we glorify you, oh God, this day for another day that you have made and another day that you have allowed for us to be able to see. Thank you for being an awesome wonder. Thank you for being a great God. Thank you for being a mighty wonder in our lives. And we thank you, God, for doing all things well. God, I just give you glory because you have great things in store for each and every one of us as we return back home. Give us the audacity and the boldness, God, to take the city for you. God, I want the entire city of Dumfries. God, I know that there are other ministries there, but, Lord, you put me there for a reason. I want to take every city, God, oh, God, that's under the sound of my voice this morning. I know you have people calling from all parts of the country. Sometimes they call in all together, and sometimes they call in one at a time. But, God, I thank you for those that you have allowed for me to breathe life into this morning. I pray, God, that the words of my mouth this morning and the meditations of my heart, Lord, because I don't take it lightly that you use me as a vessel to pray, to intercede on behalf of each and every one that's under the sound of my voice. God, again, I say, Lord, there's sickness, oh, God, raging in our bodies, Lord, but I speak healing right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You were wounded for our transgressions, Lord. We don't have to deal and reside in sickness, Lord. We don't have to settle, oh God, and think that we just need to continue the way we are, but you were by your stripes, God. We can proclaim and declare our healing, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare it right now, God. No weapon that the enemy has formed against us shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood. Your blood not only heals, delivers, Lord, but your blood does make us white as snow. Nothing but the blood. So I speak healing over our lives right now. Different ailments, God, God, that are raising up, that are rising up in our bodies. But Lord, I bind that sickness right now, God, and I declare healing right now. I bind the spirit of depression. I bind the spirit of confusion. I bind the spirit of concern and dismay. I bind the spirit of disruption, God. I bind the hand of the enemy right now, God, and I plead the blood over every ear that is listening to this prayer this morning, God. The devil won't steal their joy. The devil won't steal their peace, Lord, for the joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away, God. So, God, it belongs to you. My work, my praise, and my worship, God, it belongs to you. So I'm going to give you my best this morning. Cover each and every person that's under the sound of my voice. Touch their bodies. And understand that aches and pains are showing us that this body is going back into decay. But while I'm yet in this land of the living, God, let me be a vessel for you. Let me give you the glory. Let me bring you honor in service, God, not just in words, but, God, in actions and in deeds. Lord, I want to represent you to the fullest, God, that you might get the glory out of our lives. I pray for Mother Lewis, her entire staff. I pray for the general board, Lord, Bishop Blakin, Bishop Brooks, Bishop Macklin, Bishop Daniels, Bishop Wooten, Bishop, God, McKinney, Bishop Wells, Bishop Shear, Bishop Porter, Bishop Thomas, God, Bishop God, Matthew Williams, and Bishop Hines. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The 12 apostles of our church, the 12 leaders of our church, I pray for each and every single one of them, God. Bind the spirit of confusion, bind the spirit of disruptiveness. And I speak life. I speak unity, God, not just in the church, but in our leadership. Unity, God. Unity, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. No longer are they twain, but, Lord, help them to be one as they come together
to do the work of the church. I pray for leadership in all areas. Give us not to fight leadership, Lord. You allow people to be put in place for a reason, Lord. Who are we to tell you that we should be someplace, Lord? But you put people in the position that you want them to be in, God, and we should pray for our leaders everywhere. So give us to pray that lest we enter into temptation, we become jealous and we become spiteful. God, give us to pray. So I pray for the leaders everywhere, God, that you would anoint them for this very time, this very hour, God, to lead our church in their respective areas, Lord. And then as we make our way back home, God, I pray for each and every pastor, oh, God, each and every first lady, each and every woman, God, that is here, God, worker that is here, God, that you equip us and empower us, oh, God, for ministry, oh, Lord, when we return back home. And then I'll pray for the pastors of the Great Northern District, Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, oh, God, Assistant Superintendent Eddie Pruitt. Lord, I call on Pastor Hackett and Pastor Hawkins, Pastor Cork, Lord, and Pastor Satterfield. I pray, God, for Pastor Clyette, Pastor Cornick, Lord, and myself, Lord. I've been Pastor Cream. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I pray for the pastors of the Great Northern District, God. Bind the spirit, oh, God, of confusion, Lord, and make us one. We are better together, God, that we may do the work, oh, God. I pray for Pastor Cornick, oh, God, and missionary, God, what is her name? Just forgot it. Lord, the missionary for our missions department, Lord, and bless them, God, as they continue to do the work in our communities, Lord. Let it not be done for vain glory, God, but that souls might be saved. Thank you for our ministry, Lord, in the park, oh, God, as we reach those that were in the Manassas area, oh, God, and we went out there, we preached the gospel and sung songs and did ministering, God. Thank you, God. And we pray that there will be some fruit from that labor, that our labor was not in vain, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Missionary Carter, thank you, Holy Ghost. And so bless them, oh, God, in their areas of ministry. God, bless me with our youth department, God, and Chairlady, oh, God, Cornick, oh, God, as we work together to do the work for our young people, Lord. Bless our upcoming AIM convention, International AIM State AIM Convention, where you've given us opportunity to serve. God, help us in everything that we put our hands to do, and you've given us charge over, God, that we'll do it to the full effectiveness, God, that we can. We can't do it on our own, but God, we only can do it with you on our side. So anoint us for service at this very time, at this very hour, Lord, a service of greatness, God, service of favor and service of anointing, God, and help us to do it effectively, God, that you might get the glory out of our lives. And then I pray for the members of Praise Center, each and every one of them, God, that you have given me, God, to lead, to charge over, God, to be an example unto them. Lord, help me to be the example that you need me to be, God. If there's anything in me, God, that's unlike you, oh, God, that causes me not to be the pastor that you need for me to be, God, make me stronger, make me right, God, and make me whole. I thank you for the wisdom, God, that you gave me when I came out, got out here on Sunday for my dear friend. Thank you, oh, God, because I needed that, God. I needed that to be sown into me, God, and so help me to put it into use, God, when I immediately, God, I don't have to wait until I return, God, to begin to do it immediately, God, and I thank you for the desire to do it immediately, but I thank you for those that you've given me charge over, Lord, to be able to be an example for them. Thank you, oh, God, as they teach me, oh, God, how sheep are, oh, God, and I want to be the good shepherd, Lord, and so I pray for Lady Olinda McCowan, Lord. Sister Diamond Star, I pray for Brother Eric McCowan and Sister Crystal McCowan, Lord, and little Aaron McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. Oh, God, I pray for Missionary Myrna Howard and Missionary Lysandra Miller, Lord. I pray, oh, God, for Sister Connie Coulter and Brother Eric Coulter and their family, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I pray that you would cover that young lady's eyes and cover her ears, Lord, right now, God, so that the things she continue to see and the things she continue to hear will not get to her and not turn her away from you, God. But I bind the hand of the enemy. He is just a lying wonder. He's just a liar. He won't get the victory, Lord, because we're going to hold on and we're going to continue to sow into her, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. It won't be in vain, God, but everything that we do for Christ will last, oh, God. And so we trust you and we put her into your hands and we declare that what we have already spoken into her life as she seeks you, God, it shall be done, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Brother Herbert Lee. Oh, God, I pray for Sister Monique. I don't know her last name yet, God.
And Sister Paulette King, God, we got to locate her, Lord. Oh, God, give us the access, the opportunity to be able to find out what's going on with Sister Paulette King. And I pray for our brother and sister Renix Graham, Renix and Deanne Graham. God, thank you for the members of Praise Center. And then those that you have allowed to come and fellowship with us and worship with us, Lord, I pray for Brother Christopher, God. Let him stop running away from you, God. I pray for Brother Coulter, God, that he'll stop running away from you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I'm ready, God. I'm ready to sow into them, Lord. I'm ready to build relationships, God. I'm ready to help them to grow, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Send in the young people, God. Even now, God, I know those seats were made to be filled, Lord. You didn't put those chairs in that sanctuary, God, just for them to be empty, Lord, but they're just waiting to be filled, Lord, and you're waiting for us to go about and, oh, God, do the work that you have called for us to do. Thank you for every member. Thank you for every prayer partner. Thank you for every, God, sower into our ministry, those that seed into our ministry, Lord. Thank you for Carl Christopher and Lisa Law, God, and Larry Brown, God, and even Joyce Willis, those that intercede on our behalf, God, and sow into our great ministry. Thank you, God, for this day and this opportunity to pray. Another opportunity to seek your face, Lord, and even an opportunity this morning as I was outside walking to, God, see the sun begin to rise. God, I want to say thank you because you do all things well. You're magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways. And I thank you for this brand new day that you have made and allowed me to see. Bless us as we go throughout our day. Let us not turn to the left or turn to the right, but to remain steadfast, focused in on you. Because as we look to the hills, we'll see that our help is coming. And understand that our help cometh from you, the maker of heaven and earth. So I thank you, God. I magnify you and I glorify you on this brand new day that you have made. Have your way. We surrender to you. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus to Christ, we pray this morning. Amen and amen.